The word says in Psalms 88:2, "Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry." Welcome to Focus Prayer with G. Craig Lewis.
Amen. We're going to pray that God blesses us. Amen. Amen. So let's just go before him, quoting Psalms 103:1. We're going to pray Psalms 103:1. Starts out, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." God, that's all that is within us. With everything we are, Father, we bless your name. With who you created us to be, Father God, who you've enabled us to be, we give you glory and we bless your name right now. We come before the God of all gods, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, the Godhead, 3 in 1, 1 in 3. You are the creator of all things. And so we lift you high above, God, high above all of our problems, all of our issues, all of our concerns. Father God, you are greater than anything we're going through. You're greater than anything we're struggling with. You're greater than anything, Father God, that we're worried about, that we're stressed about. You are greater. So right now, we lay it all at your feet, God. We lay our problems, our issues, and concerns at your feet because you are the Almighty God. Greater, Father God, than us. Greater than all. So we thank you, Lord, and we worship you. And we believe that there is none above you. We come before you right now believing that there is absolutely none above you. There's no doubt in our minds that you are who you say you are. You are the great I am. You are the God that stepped out of nothing and created everything. That is who you are. We believe that, Lord. We believe it in our heart of hearts, in the depths of our soul. Father God, even when our brains doubted it, our hearts knew it to be true. We believe that you are God of all gods. Even as humans, when we get shaky and flaky and unbelief tries to creep up, Father God, it can't stand against what we know to be true. We know that you are who you say you are, Lord. We know it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Father God, we remember when we were in darkness and you brought us into your marvelous light through the truth of your word. So we won't forget that we have benefited from knowing you, God. We benefited when the instance that we brought you into our hearts and confessed our sins to you and accepted you as our Lord and Savior. God, we began benefiting from that moment, and we have benefited from your plan for us, Father God. Deciding to do it your way, deciding to follow your way, deciding to walk in your way, deciding, Father God, to exercise your will and not our own has benefited us and blessed us, Father God, and kept us, God. So we will not forget the great benefit of serving the one who created everything. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for all your many benefits. We thank you, Father God, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. So Father God, right now we confess our sins to you. And God, we ask for forgiveness for all of them. Anything we've done against you, anything we've done against your will, anything we've done against anyone, anything we've done against ourselves. Father God, we ask that you forgive us of our sins. You said that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Father, we ask for that cleansing right now. This is a benefit in serving you because you said you forgive all of our iniquities. So God, anything we've done knowingly and unknowingly, we ask that you forgive us, Lord. Heal our minds and our bodies tonight in Jesus' name. And who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Thank you, God, for saving us from destruction and showing us the right way to behave. and have a better life. Thank you, Father God. When we were in sin, when we were in foolishness, when we were in our own selfish ways, Father God, you saved us from destruction. We could have been dead, Father God. We could have expired in sin. Father God, we could have lost our lives in some of the foolishness that we were into. But God, you showed love to us and you showed us the right way to go. And because we chose your way, we have a better life today. So we thank you, God, for redeeming our life from destruction, Lord God. And thank you for being merciful and loving us through our issues and our errors. And Father, but the Bible says also in 103:5, who satisfied thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. So Lord, we are made new, brand new. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Father God, you've renewed our youth, Father God, and satisfied our mouth with good things. We are made new by your goodness. And we can change our history by following the plan you have for us. So no matter how we were raised, no matter what happened in our childhood, no matter what happened in our home, no matter what happened in the past, Father God, none of it matters because you can renew our youth and give us a brand new start. So we thank you, Lord, for that benefit. You're the only God that can give us that. Father God, make us brand new. So we thank you for being such a great God. And thank you, Lord, for renewing our youth and giving us another chance, and not just another chance, but a better chance to serve you and have a better life. In Jesus' name, we pray. We're going to pray for prosperity right now. Father God, bless the work of my hands so that I can prosper. And pray these prayers for you. I'm praying it for me. Bless the work of my hands so that I can prosper financially and take care of those that I am responsible for. Father God, help me to not struggle in that area, but Father God, make it easy. Father God, bless the work of my hands, Father God, the ability. Bless it. Unlock resources, Lord. Open doors. Give wisdom and knowledge and understanding to help me prosper financially. Father God, every plan that you have for me, everything, God, I pray that you unlock it. Unlock those resources and open those doors for me. Father, bless my hands and give my mind the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding, Father God, to even do jobs that I may not be well trained in or skilled in. But Father, wherever, Father God, you bless me to work, I will work in the name of Jesus. And Father God, help me, Lord God, to be able to sustain my income. And Father God, be able to provide for those I'm responsible for. Bless the work, everyone. Bless all of our hands, God. Bless the work of our hands, God. Make us good stewards of it, Father God. And make us, Father God, work diligently unto you in a good manner. And practice good working habits and have good work ethics as a believer, Father God, so that we will be a light and an example for others and be earning and deserving of what you give us, Father God. And we give you the glory for all of our income. We give you the glory for all of the open doors. We give you the glory for all the opportunities. We give you the glory, Father God, for the wisdom and the knowledge. We give you the glory for understanding and blessing us to work. Deuteronomy 8:18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he, God, that giveth thee power to get wealth. It is God that gives us power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And Father God, allow my gifts, talents, and abilities to prosper me in ways that are pleasing to you. Father God, everything that I'm able to do, the things that you've gifted me to do, the things, Father God, that you just placed upon me, the talents and the abilities I may have acquired, Father God, allow them to prosper me in ways that are pleasing to you. I only want what you want for me, Lord. So your desire is that I benefit from all that you've given me without compromise. So Father, I'm not going to compromise the gift. I'm not going to compromise the talent. I'm not going to compromise the ability. Father God, I'm going to stand strong and true to you with it. But Father God, bless it, Father God. Bless what you've given me to work in the earth. Bless what you've given me to acquire wealth in the earth. Bless what you've given me, Father God, and remain faithful in that. Proverbs 18 and 16, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. And Lord, help me to trust you with my giving so that I can give consistently and willingly in order to receive in the same manner. So Father God, many of us have been hurt by giving, and many of us have been maybe sowing in the ground that wasn't good ground. And Father God, people have taken advantage of our finances, and people have taken advantage of our money and made us feel away and made our hearts callous toward giving. But Father God, that is hurting our receiving. So God, help us again to trust you, Lord. Trust you with our giving, God, that we can give in faith, knowing that if we give out of a good heart, Father God, you will bless us like your word says, Father God. So help us to trust you with our giving, because this is the road to prosperity. Giving so that we can give consistently and willingly in order to receive in the same manner. Make me a cheerful giver, so that I can be a blessed receiver. In the name of Jesus, make us cheerful givers again, God, so we can be blessed receivers. Luke 6 and 38 says, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. It is men that have the money, but it is you that gives us the power to get that money. So Father God, help us to give so that it will be given to us, and men will give unto us in the form of paychecks, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For with the same measure that you meet or that you give withal, it shall be measured to you again. Don't let us, Father God, be callous toward these scriptures because they've been misused. Your word is your word. Your word is truth. And we believe what your word says in the name of Jesus. And we're going to pray for good health. Lord, we speak good health over our lives right now in the name of Jesus. We believe that even though it's becoming increasingly difficult to maintain good health in these times, our bodies belong to you. You are the creator of us, Father God. You are still the God that healeth us. You are still, Father God, the God that created us so you can heal us. You know what is going on in the body that you created. So, Father God, we speak good health over us. In spite of what the doctor said, in spite of what that pain keeps saying, in spite of what that ailment says, Father God, you can make us healthy. So we ask for your healing power right now in the name of Jesus, and we speak it over our lives. We speak healing over our lives, over our spouses, over our children, over our family. Father God, I speak it over this congregation and those even on Zoom that are listening. Father God, we speak good health over our lives, and we believe that you made us, and because our bodies belong to you, you can heal us, God. We pray for strength and endurance in these times. Jeremiah 33 and 6 says, behold, I will bring to it health and healing, and I will heal them and reveal to them abundance of prosperity and security. Father God, we stand on what your word says. Health and healing, prosperity and security in this time of uncertainty. Father God, we speak certainly in the name of Jesus. And we cancel right now all sickness, disease, ailments, issues, afflictions, and health problems that stem from sin, bloodlines, curses, fears, spirits, or any other assignment of the enemy. Father God, we cancel it right now. All sickness, all diseases, all ailments, all issues, all afflictions, all health problems that stem from sins, past sins, bloodline curses, fears, spirits, or any other assignment of the enemy. By the blood of Jesus, we speak healing, and we speak that we are healed. In the name of Jesus, we are healed. Jeremiah 17 and 14 says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise." We believe your word, Father God, and we believe we can speak it, and we believe your words have power, and we believe that we can create with your words. Your words have creative power, and Father God, with the yod of our tongue, which is the hand of our tongue, Father God, we can formulate what we're saying, and it can go into the depths of our body on a cellular level. And Father God, we can call our body back in alignment. We can call things back the way they should be. We can speak healing, Father God, with the power that you've given us with our words, Father God. So we speak it right now in the name of Jesus. No matter what they're spraying in the air, no matter what they're putting in the shot, no matter what they're putting in people's bodies, in the food and the water supply, no matter what's floating around, Father God, whatever it is, we believe in your healing power in the name of Jesus. You sustained us, Father God, through the COVID pandemic. You kept us, Father God. You kept us as we gathered. As we gathered without masks, as we gathered without fear, as we gathered, Father God, believing in you, you were faithful. And we lost not one person. So we believe that you're that same God that's going to sustain us no matter what they're doing, no matter what they're saying, no matter what they're spraying, no matter what they're spreading. Father God, we know that you are the God that heals us. And by the blood of Jesus, we are healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father God, we're going to do our part too. We're on a sugar fast right now to do our part. We want our bodies, we want to give you something to work with, Lord. As comical as that may sound, it's true. So right now we denounce habitual bad eating habits, gluttony, food addiction, substance abuse, premature death from unhealthy lifestyle choices. We denounce all of those things right now. Father God, we won't go back to bad eating habits and then pray for healing. Father God, we're not going to get in the prayer line with food, eating the wrong foods and being gluttonous and eating bad substances and not doing our due diligence to even read the prescription bottles that were taken. Father God, we want to be diligent about our health and give you, Father God, something to work with, Father God. We want to do our part. So we denounce habitually bad eating habits, gluttony, food addiction, substance abuse, premature death from unhealthy lifestyle choices. And we bind the plan of the enemy to destroy us with bad foods, medicines, vaccines, viruses, bacteria, alchemy, pharmaceuticals, sorceries, and all man-made devices that defile our temple. Father God, we bind the enemy's plan. Right now, we bind Bill Gates' plan. We bind the plan of the elite. We bind Fauci's plan. All of those evil ones, Father God, that want to see a certain amount of this population die and destroy it to make more resources for them. Father God, we come against that plan right now. And as long as we are here and your power is here with us, Father God, we have the power to come against that plan. We have the power, Father God, to denounce that plan over our lives, our families' lives, and those that are connected to us spiritually. Father God, we stand in this hour declaring your power, Father God, so that we will prosper in our health, Father God, and have good health in the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 3 and 17, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. So help us, God, to not defile our temples with foolishness, Lord. bad foods. We look at this as sins and committing sins defiling our temple. But Father God, food defiles our temples too. Eating the wrong things, dying prematurely because we aren't eating healthy, sleeping, exercising. So Father God, help us with these things, Lord. Help us, Father God. We as the church, and we just got a long history of doing this wrong. So help us, Father God, to not defile our temples with all of these things that were named in Jesus' name. And finally, our prayer for soul prosperity. Soul is our mind, will, and emotions. Father God, we know that our overall prosperity, which is financial and health and all of that, is contingent upon the prosperity of our soul. When we are traumatized or hurt when we're young or younger in our upbringing, our soul, mind, and will, and emotions are fractured. So, Father God, we pray for the renewing of our soul right now. The biggest benefit in serving you is being made a new creation. Father God, the renewing of our soul. So, Father God, we ask that you renew our soul, no matter how it was fractured, no matter how it was hurt. Father God, whatever happened to us that was traumatic, that fractured us, that changed and altered our personality, altered the way we see people, altered the way we communicate, altered our disposition toward others. Father God, we pray for renewing right now. Give us a renewed soul, a renewed mind, renewed will, and renewed emotions right now. In the name of Jesus, we won't be reactors to what happened to us. But Father God, we will rewrite our existence by becoming a new creation, patterned after your will for us, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we pray right now for renewed mind, will, and emotions. Ephesians 4 and 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So we ask you for that, Lord. Renew our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. Father God, we do not want finances and good health over our soul's prosperity. Father God, we want our soul to prosper. We want to be healed emotionally. We want our will to line up with your will. We want our mind. We want to have the mind of Christ. Let that same mind that was in Christ Jesus be in us. Father God, fix our understanding and priorities so that we will desire healing of the soul over material and physical prosperity. Fix us, Lord God. Don't let society lead us down the path of wanting things over wanting our soul repaired. Let us prioritize, Father God, the side of us that reflects you the most, the side of us that carries your spiritual fruit, the side of us that carries your love, your joy, your peace, your long suffering, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faith, and your temperance. Father God, let us reflect you in those things over finances and good health. God, if our soul prospers, those things will fall in line. So give us a new heart that is for you and not for our own will and emotions. In Jesus' name. Psalms 51 and 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And finally, Father God, we cancel the plan that the enemy had to change us by fracturing our soul through trauma, pain, and sordid upbringings. We are new creations, God, created in your image, and we have a new soul, new emotions, and a surrendered will. In the name of Jesus, we claim those things, a new soul, a new mind, new emotions, surrendered will. No matter what happened to us in the past, Father God, we are new creations, created in your image, to carry your image, to show and project your image to the rest of this world. So Father God, we claim a new soul, new emotions, and a surrendered will. We are not who we used to be. So we speak soul prosperity right now in Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. So we claim our new creature status right now. We are not who we used to be. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We're blessed by God. Yes, we are.
Hallelujah.
Our minds are blessed by God. Our hearts are blessed by God. We trust you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, prosper my heart. Lord, prosper my mind, my soul. I seek your will, your kingdom. Lord, prosper my home, Lord. Lord, prosper my heart. Lord, prosper my mind with victory. Yeah. Lord, prosper my soul. Yeah. Lord, prosper my home. We seek first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness, your righteousness, oh Lord. All of these things will be added unto us. We believe it will be added unto us. As we seek first your kingdom, oh God, and all your righteousness, your righteousness, our hearts shall be prospered. Our homes will be prosperous in you, Lord, yeah. So we ask, Lord, yeah. Lord, prosper my heart. Lord, prosper my mind. Lord, prosper my soul. By your power, Lord, prosper my home. Lord, prosper my heart. Lord, prosper my mind. Lord, prosper my soul, Lord. Lord, prosper my home. Everything concerning me, prosper me. Yeah, yeah. Everything concerning my children, Lord, prosper. Everything concerning the work of my hands, Lord, prosper. So we say, Lord, prosper my heart. And we believe, Lord, prosper my mind. Lord, prosper my soul, yes. And we believe, Lord, You'll prosper our home.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just stand on our feet all over the building if you're able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are not afraid to ask God for things, for what it is that we need. There's nothing wrong with prosperity as long as it's not done for the wrong reasons. So we trust that God is going to prosper us, keep us in good health, even as our soul prospereth. Amen. Amen. So we don't come to church for things. We don't come to God for things. We come to God for our soul prosperity, so that our souls will prosper. All these other things will be added once your soul, your emotions, your will, everything lines up with Him. That's why He says, seek ye first the kingdom and His righteousness. Then you can start adding things. Amen? Amen. Deuteronomy 29:9 says, keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that ye may what? Prosper in how many things? All. Everything that you do. So we're going to keep what God says. We're going to do what God says. And God promised to prosper us in everything that we do. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.